If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, formerly Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes both trained athletes or weekend warriors do suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you on the road to recovery and back to playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home.
It is Greenbrier's ball to start this second quarter as Mount Holmes up 11-8. Jade Steele will inbound the ball on the far sideline, gets into Allie James, and we're back underway. James with it up top, and well, they didn't start the shot clock again.
Here we go again.
Yep.
We got to run into this again. Coach Leonard's got his hands in his head in his hands. Like,
oh,
man,
gosh, yeah.
Come on. This kind of game kind of has that feel like that. It just kind of a now the clock's running.
Yep. Should be, what was it, 7:56, I think?
7:56, yeah. And probably 4 seconds off the shot clock.
Yep. Trying to get that worked out.
I'm glad they're laughing about having a good time down there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it, but still, you hate to see us, especially on your last home game of the season.
Yeah.
So both teams go back to the benches to get to it. Well, I was about to say both teams talking to their coaches, but actually Edmondson's on the in front of the scores table.
Yeah. Shot clock man Zach Hutchins would not have this problem at home.
No, he wouldn't. All right. So I'll tell you what. They're trying to get this problem corrected. Tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we'll come back as soon as they're ready to get going. I believe 7:56 left in the half. It is Mountain Home, a leading Greenbrier 11-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
Hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts. Your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts. Proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Well, again, we're sorry about the delays that we've had, ladies and gentlemen. And truthfully, we're still under a delay. I mean, they're still trying to get this problem worked out.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking, what team does this help or hurt more? I mean, Lady Bombers are down there. They're just kind of talking with Coach Leonard, and they're the more athletic team. They're probably the better team in this game. You know, Greenbrier had a really good first quarter. They came out, hit some shots, a couple shots to get this game within three. And I think, if anything, this is kind of hurting Greenbrier. I would think, you know, if you're the team that is actually in a game with the team that you think that you feel like you should beat, then, you know, you're going to want to go.
Yeah. So,
so at what point do we say we're just going to keep this thing manually and go with it?
Yeah, that I think that's what the officials are talking about right now. As they're still now, they break up and talking once again to the people at the scorer's table. And so I think that's maybe what they're going to try to do right now. So they're showing 7:04 on the clock, but it should be 7:56.
So maybe they're just going to keep the.
Okay.
Okay, so we just got told they're going to keep the shot clock at the scorer's table. When the guy's hand goes up at the scorer's table, then it's going to be 10 seconds left on the shot clock.
Wow. Well, I guess.
And here's the deal. Coaches are set up for this. I know our coaches are. They have a code word for when it's at 10 seconds anyways. And so it's one of those deals that they're going to be able to they're going to say a code word whenever 10 seconds happens. And then that means we're going to have to go get a bucket one-on-one.
Yep. So, now, so Greenbrier's out on the floor. Mount Holmes players talking a little bit to Coach Leonard. And I think we're getting ready to come back out.
And we're just going to start the second quarter over again.
All
right. We're going to throw the ball out.
They're going to start with 8 minutes as we're ready. So, again, it is Greenbrier. It's going to be Greenbrier's ball to start this second quarter. Mount Holmes up 11-8. Here's James with the. She will give it to Wharton. Mounts on a man-to-man. Wharton will give it to Jade Steele. She dribbles to the left side, gives there to Destry Steele. Destry Steele dribbling into the lane, going in for the leaner. She'll be fouled on the way up and headed to the free throw line as we're 15 seconds into the second quarter. Jayla Yonkers picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mounts on here in the second quarter. So it will be Destry Steele at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 6 points so far this evening. First shot is up. Good. So one more free throw for Destry Steele. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Eight on the night for Destry Steele, and said 1 point lead for Mount Tom, 11-10 our score.
So far it's been the Steele girls for Greenbrier.
It has. Here is Moore with it on the left side. She's going to put up the three. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Wharton. And Greenbrier has a chance to take their first lead of the night. We're 30 seconds into the second quarter. Jade Steele with it. Takes a screen from Doris. She'll give it to Wharton. Now back to Jade Steele. She drills on the left side. Takes another screen from Doris as she goes over to the right. And now she's going to pull up for the, I think there would have been a two, but it wouldn't go. But the offensive rebound for James. She's going to put up the three near the left corner. No good. Another offensive rebound for Destry Steele. This is what we were talking about. You don't want to give all these opportunities up. Jade Steele with it on the right side. She has the ball knocked away and stolen by Husky.
That's how you get it back, though. You just get a steal.
From Steele.
Yep.
And Coleman has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Mount Tom will have it on the far sideline with 6:53 left to play in the half. Jaylee Yonkers checks out of the game as Bailey Rittenberg comes in for the first time tonight. She's a 5'7 junior from Mount Tom. So So Husky will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the right side. Gives it to Fosses for the layup. Good.
Nice little set play right there. We've been setting that up the whole time. And because we've been screening out, and Greenbrier's been cheating on that screen. Livy Fosness just screened the screener. They came up and screened Livy, and she was wide open for a layup.
Her first 2 points of the night. 13-10, Mountain Home up. 6.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Ball is over on the left side with Jade Steele up top to Doris. Now to James on the right side. Up top to Destry Steele. She dribbles into the lane, puts up the jumper. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Doris. She puts a follow-up. Couldn't get that to go, and this time the rebound controlled by Fosness.
It's already four offensive rebounds the Lady Bombers have given up. Coach Leonard's not going to be happy with that.
I tell you, to be fair, you know, Renberg's not quite as big as Doris was. So
yeah,
that was,
she kind of jumped over the top over there.
Yeah. Three-pointer by Husky wouldn't go, and the rebound's controlled by James. Less than 6 minutes left to play in the half. It's a three-point Lady Bomber advantage. James dribbles to the left side. Right side gives it there to Jade Steele. She dribbles up to the top. Now she goes over to the left, gives it to Destry Steele. She's going to put up the three for the tie. Good. Destry Steele already in double figures with 11. And we've got our second tie of the night. 13 all our score. 5:40 left in the opening quarter. Here is Husky giving it up top to Coleman. Over the left side to Rittenberg. And it's a double dribble. She did. Yonkers going to check back in, replacing Rittenberg. And for Greenbrier, junior Abby Banks comes in for the first time tonight as she replaces Jade Steele. You know, it was Jade Steele that had the good game over at the hangar. Right now it's Destry Steele.
She was kind of got in foul trouble at Mountain Home, and her sister took over in this game.
Here's Banks with it up top. She'll give it to Wharton. Thought about the long three. Right now we're not tied at 13. Ball goes back to Banks on the left side, and she steps on the near sideline.
Good trap right there coming off that screen. Jayla did a good job staying with her girl. Lakin just said, hey, we got her in a bad position. Came over and trapped right against that sideline. Used that sideline as an extra defender.
Yonkers into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the left side. Now has the ball knocked away. Gets it back. Gives it to Husky. Down to Fosses, just on the elbow. She's going to dribble toward the low block, going up for the jumper. Off the glass, bounces around, falls out. Ball goes out of bounds. We're going to say last touch by Coleman, and Greenbrier's going to get it back.
Yeah, that was a good shot right there. Went anywhere but down.
Yep. 4:53, let's play in the half. We're tied at 13.
Energy level for the Lady Bombers is just kind of blah right now. Let's see if we can pick it up. The good news is we're still in this game. Greenbrier had an extended lead on us.
Bangs with it on the right side. She gives up top to Destry Steele. She's going to try another three-pointer. No good, and actually misses everything, and it's going to be Mountain Home's ball as it goes out of bounds.
Kind of tried to do a little James Harden flop out there as she shot the ball, then fell down.
I think the student section might disagree with you.
Yeah. She didn't get touched. Whitten did a good job going straight hands in her face, and she fell down after she shot. I was watching it.
Husky dribbles to the right side, gives it to Moore. Moore throws it up top to Fosness. Now Yonkers has it. She goes in between two defenders, goes in for the layup. It won't go. Offensive rebound for Fosses. She tries to put it back up. Shot is blocked, and Wharton comes away with the ball. Now, boy, Yonkers almost came up with the steal. Ball goes to Destry Steele, to Wharton, now up top to James. Again, we're tied at 13, 4:07 left in the half. Bangs with it up top now. She'll give it to James. James dribbles up to the top. She's called for the travel.
Good job, Witten came in over. She came over on that little dribble handoff, and Witten kind of put herself in between it. And when she got ready to dribble, she looked down, saw she couldn't, and just took that extra step.
4:01 left in the half. Mountain Home and Greenbrier tied at 13. We've had two ties, but no lead changes yet. Here is Husky with it. She'll give it to Moore. Now she's going to dribble into the paint, put up the jumper, bounces around, does not go. The rebound's controlled by Wharton.
Mountain Home's getting good looks these last few times down the floor, just not able to get anything to fall.
James across the timeline. Dribbles toward the right side, now goes back up to the top, gives it there to Wharton. Over to James on the left. She'll give it to Destry Steele. Destry Steele throws it to Doris. Back to Destry Steele. She's going to put up the three for the lead. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Moore. Moore quickly into the front court. Loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Wharton, and Mountain will inbound on the near sideline. Jade Steele coming back in for Greenbrier, replacing Haley Wharton, and also for Greenbrier. Allie James checks out of the game as Olivia Hart comes in. She is a junior. And also for Mountain Home, Witten Coleman takes a seat as Anna McCarn comes back in.
So I'm going with our two post look right here for Mountain Home, our two bigs. We did this a few games and had some success from it.
Again, 3:16 left in the half. We're tied at 13. Moore will inbound the ball right in front of the Greenbrier bench on the near sideline. Gets into Husky. Greenbrier in a man-to-man. Husky dribbles to the right side. Takes a screen from McCarn. Ball goes up top to Fossus. Over to Yonkers on the left side. Thought about three and takes a screen. Now she is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Bangs.
It's a 10th rebound already for Greenbrier.
They're doing a good job of crashing the boards.
They are.
Jade Steele with it. Dribbles toward the low block. She's going in for the layup. Shot was blocked by Fossus. She comes up with the ball.
Yeah, good job, Livy. Just going straight up, hands straight up right there.
Moore with it on the left side. Gives it to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles to the right.
Good pass.
Finds Fossus cutting into lane. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 2:31 left in the half.
Now, here's what I don't understand. You got two Greenbrier basketball players on the front row, and they got a bench warning over here already on the – they just gave Greenbrier a bench warning. One of
the
girls
did?
Yeah. But you got three Greenbrier basketball players on the front row yelling at the refs.
Yeah.
Making bad call. I don't know. I don't know that's a good thing. Do you, if you're about to turn around and play a game after this?
Yeah, it might be tough. Here is Fossus at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. She has, so far, she has all three of Mount Holmes' second quarter points as the Lady Bombers go back on top. 2:31 left in the half as Foss's second shot is up. And this one won't go. She gets one and two, and the rebound is controlled by Doris. Mount Holmes currently 4 of 8 from the line as a team.
Yeah, not great from there.
No. Here is Jade Steele dribbling to the right side. Mount Holmes up by one. Jade Steele dribbles to the free throw line. Now goes back on the right wing. Gives it to Doris in the lane. Doris putting up the shot over Fossus. Good, and the Lady Panthers have their first lead of the night.
Yeah, Anna's going to have to switch over on Doris, I think. Good pass ahead.
Lake and Moore goes up for the layup. Shot was blocked, and Fossus gets it. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line. 1:59 left to play in the half.
Yeah, Lakin got hammered on the first one. They didn't call it. You know, if you want to go straight up and block a shot, that's fine. If you rear back and volleyball spike down on somebody, it's going to be a foul.
I believe they gave that one to Jade Steele. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number 2 against Greenbrier here in the second quarter. Fossus' first free throw won't go. Haley Wharton checking back in for Greenbrier as she replaces Rihanna Doris. So one more free throw for Fossus. Second shot is up. Misses both. And the rebound's controlled by McCarn. She'll throw it out to Yonker. She tries for the three for the lead. No good. And the rebound is knocked around, controlled by Wharton. Man, Mount Holmes just struggling with the shot.
Struggling. Shooting. Can't get in shots to go down. Those were good looks. We've getting good looks. It's not like we're taking 4 shots. These will start to fall before too long. We'll extend this lead out, I have a feeling.
Jade Steele with it on the right side. She's going to dribble to the low block. Tries to throw it out to Hart. The ball goes well wide of her and out of bounds on the near sideline. Mount Holmes going to get it back.
Eight turnovers already for Greenbrier.
Whitten Coleman comes back in from Mount Holmes, replacing Libby Fossus. Lady Bombers with the ball, trailing Greenbrier 15-14. Husky with it up top. Throws over on the left side to Moore. Moore picks up her dribble, gives up top to McCarn. Over to Husky near the right corner. Husky drills towards the paint, gives up top to Coleman. Over to Yonkers on the left side. She's going to try for the three. This one won't go either, and the rebound's controlled by Destry Steele.
Once again, another great look. Wide open three. Those are shots that usually fall down at least at a 50% rate for Mountain Home. They're just not falling at all tonight.
Jade Steele dribbles to the left side. Gives it there to Bangs. Bangs dribbles up to the top. Husky right there on her. Now gives it to Wharton. Back to Bangs. Now up top to Jade Steele. 48 seconds. Jade Steele's going to put up the three-pointer. Misses everything and goes out of bounds.
Defense.
44.2 seconds left to play in the first half. About a 9-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Mount Holmes looking to get the lead back. Right now they trail 15-14.
Just one of these little inside moves for Lakin, trying to get her posted up one-on-one down low.
Ball goes to Yonkers on the right side. She dribbles toward the free throw line, loses the handle of the ball, and Jestry Steele comes up with it, and then she's fouled in the backcourt.
Whitten Coleman there with the foul.
That is Coleman's second personal foul. Team foul number 4 against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. Sarah Williams checking in for the first time tonight, replacing Jayla Yonkers. Williams, a 5'9 junior. 31.1 left in the half. Shot clock is off. So Greenbrier can hold for the last shot of the half they want. Jade Steele across the timeline. Dribbling to the right side. Now she goes to the elbow. Has the ball knocked away, stolen by Coleman. Coleman quickly back the other way, giving it to McCarn, who's going in, was going to go in for the layup, but she's called for the travel. So the two teams exchange turnovers. The Greenbrier gets it back with 15.2 left in the half.
Just out of sync right now. Lady Bombs are just out of sync.
Bangsley inbounds it to Steele, to Jade Steele. She's about to be met by a double team in the backcourt. Down to 10 left on the shot.
It's got to be a 10 seconds. It's got to be a 10 seconds.
And it's going to be a kick.
No, they didn't have the ball.
Well, they're going to give Greenbrier a timeout, much to the dismay of Dell Leonard. Boy, and
the ball was loose on the floor. There's no way they can call a timeout when the ball's loose on the floor.
Well, they're going to give it to them, and we're going to break. 6.9 seconds left to play in the half. It is Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 15-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
6.9 seconds left to play in the half. Greenbrier will inbound on the far sideline as they lead Mountain Home 19-14. Inbound pass goes to Jade Steele to Wharton. Back to Jade Steele. Down to three. Ball into the front court to Wharton, and she's going to be called for the travel.
No, he's going to call travel over there.
Yeah, and are they going to put more time on the clock? Yeah, I think that's let's see. What are they going to do here?
Well, if it's a travel before the clock goes off, there should be time on the clock, but they're not going to.
No, they're not going to.
They're
going to
give up. They're going to give up and just let it roll.
Yep, that's what. So we're going to come to the end of the first half, and they're not going to put more time on the clock. So it's been a strange half.
Yeah, I mean, if you call a walk before the shot is off and before the clock goes off.
Yeah.
How do you not put time on a clock?
Yep. So we will come back and start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a couple minutes. It is Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 15-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity.